up and back. Well, if this isn't happening, then the ACL gets all that extra stress, and then eventually it tears. And that's the issue we run into. And so what happens is when people have hamstring dysfunction or hip dysfunction or sciatic nerve entrapment, okay, which is going to come run down all the way back down here, so sciatic nerve comes down. When that guy gets stuck here or gets stuck in the hip, the hamstrings don't work as well, extra stress on the ACL. So most ACL tears, even though they happen when, you know, cutting and turning, all that stuff, are vulnerable because of poor hamstrings due to sciatic nerve entrapment.